Filmboy Speaks, episode 134. Google Now Creepy.
So Google released Google Now for iOS as part of their separate Google app, which they have to do because they can't integrate it into the phone the same way that they can do it on Android, which of course they own. Now, when I read a little bit about it, I didn't even try it because quite honestly, it creeps me out. I mean, I don't want Google knowing so much about me that they could like anticipate my every whim. And, you know, given that their entire business model is advertising, I'm sorry. I don't want any part of that. And so, just on the outset, I mean, it may very well be cool technology and maybe it'd even save me time, but I'm sorry. I don't want to participate in that. And it just creeps me out too much. And so I'm, as much as, you know, maybe I would try it for science or whatever, and maybe I will someday, but my initial response was, who cares? Because it's neutered compared to what's available on Google anyway. And I'm sure part of it has to do with Apple stuff, but you know, it seems to be they could work around at least some of the things. It's like, well, they don't include certain types of information in it. Well, you could. I mean, you can play ball with Apple. But at the end of the day, I just like the idea of the phone, you know, having to use this application to interact with my phone and, you know, using my voice and such. You know, again, maybe I'm the wrong person for this. Maybe there's other people who think this is cool. I'm not one of them. And you know, giving that much information to Google just honestly creeps me out. And you know, they already know too much about me anyway. I mean, I've been using Gmail for 10 years. I've been using them for searches for 10 years too. And so they already know quite a lot about me. I don't know that I want to necessarily open the kimono and give them that much more information about me. I mean, that is one of the things that, you know, by putting all this information on the internet, and being infinitely findable on a service like Google, I mean, if Google actually put their brains together, they could figure out quite a lot about me without me having to, input anything into their, into their brain or whatever. But I don't see, for me, I mean, it's just the creep out factor of this is enough to just make me say no thanks. And unfortunately, there's not much better than Google as far as searching. Or, you know, I can't find anything I like as much as Gmail. I did try Outlook.com on Microsoft, but that was a bad experiment, I guess. Anyway, long and the short of it is that it's just, yeah, Google's kind of, you know, I mean, with, I guess they want you to use their stuff and they want to serve ads to you. And those two things juxtapositioned together creep me out and I don't like it. And, you know, even though it may be cool, this Google Now stuff, I don't see myself using it. I don't want it. I'm not, it's a who cares to me. And based on the reactions I got on Twitter and app.net this morning, I'm not the only one who thinks this way. So I don't know, somebody who really likes it and thinks it's the bee's knees. I mean, come on, try and convince me otherwise. I don't want to see the same article 50 times. Somebody actually try and convince me that this Google Now thing is actually worth a damn. And I might consider it, but I just say that even if you could intellectually get me to agree that it would be the best thing since sliced bread, as I say, giving all that information to Google, I'm sorry, I'm just not into that really right now.